Angel Speak by Barbara Mark and Trudy Griswold. The text will be read by Trudy. Barbara will be the voice of the angels. Angels are messengers from God. We have been taught that it is possible for people to easily receive the messages the angels carry from God. We are passing this information to you as we have to thousands of others in classes the angels have inspired us to teach. Although this book is not a substitute for your personal religious beliefs, it is meant to enhance every part of your life, and we lovingly pass on the angels' teachings to you as they have taught us. Belief in and contact with angels is consistent with all traditional religions. Expect miracles to happen from this moment forward, for angels work in miracles. It all starts from God. Pray for His love to surround you and enjoy meeting your angels. You are not led, you are shown. Then you desire what you see. Until August of 1991, our lives were going along like everyone else's. Then the angels woke us up. Everything changed forever. We are sisters who were raised in Iowa in a traditional small town. There were three daughters, plus a mom and a dad. We went to Sunday school as kids, and after we were married and had our own children, we taught Sunday school. We believed in God and prayed when it seemed right. We were uncommonly close as sisters and considered ourselves to be basically normal American women, concerned with family, home, and career. Trudy lived and raised her kids in Connecticut, Barbara in Wyoming. Later, after her children were grown, Barbara divorced and moved to San Diego. Trudy still lives in Connecticut. Good times and bad times came and went, and lessons were learned. We lived on a daily basis, as most people do. But in both of us, a sense of longing was growing. A sense of knowing that there was something we needed to do with our lives that was very important for us to do, and it was coming closer. We became seekers. We began to attend lectures and seminars and read many self-help and spiritual books. The unsettled feeling grew. The first contact came one morning as Barbara was sleeping. The angels woke me up literally. From a sound sleep, I was awakened, and the angels said,
"Get a pencil and paper, and we'll write to you."
I said, "No, I didn't want to wake up at that hour, and I didn't want to leave my comfortable bed." Finally, I reluctantly found some paper, returned to bed, and wrote what was dictated to me. Here is the first message I received.
Peace begins inside. Until you find peace there, there is no peace. Money will come. Keep the faith. It is just another lesson, no different from the others. The right people are here to help you, on both sides. Be gentle with yourself. Be in the now. You did well yesterday. Enjoy today. Go to church. Eat well. Walk. Do what you love. We are sending you love.
I didn't think it was a particularly important message, but I loved the feeling that surrounded the delivery of it. I felt safe and loved and went back to sleep. That was the first of almost daily messages I received, most of them teaching or comforting me. But no matter how comforting, how loving, and how accurate the message is, I couldn't believe that divine angels were communicating with me. It must be my imagination, I thought. Or, my God, am I going crazy? I can't tell you how many times I called my sister, she's the analytical one, with doubts, questions, fears about what was happening and where these messages were coming from. Then, several weeks later, Trudy was awakened. My heart was beating out of my chest when I felt the angel's energy coming through me. I knew immediately what it was, but I didn't know how to access it. So I picked up a pen and paper, sat up in my bed, and began writing. Dearest angels, my sister Barbara says that it's now time for me to write to you on my own.
And we are so glad you have decided to come to us today, for this is the day our connection is to be made. It is now time for us to start our work together. Thank you for your trust and your willingness to communicate with us. More will be given. Write to us often, and know we love you and are always here to comfort you.
Now we were both receiving messages. We asked who they were.
Our energy comes directly from God. It is a sound energy, a vibratory energy that spirit can attune itself to. You cannot hear it on your plane. It is part of the electronic bands in the spectrum.
Whatever that meant. We didn't know when they began to call themselves angels. It wasn't a surprise when they did. We knew this is what they were, and as they explained who they were to us, we accepted them as angels. We receive messages concerning past activities and our future life's work. Page after page of information was given to us. Every time we sat down, we found we could access them and their wisdom. To us, it seemed like a miracle. From our first communications, our lives began to change. One of the first important things we learned was to trust the messages. We asked hundreds of questions. We doubted. We tested. We spent hours on the telephone trying to figure out what was coming to us, from whom, and why to us. We could not stop the messages from coming. We were being taught daily about God, the universe, love, and about our paths. Before long, we began to receive messages to teach others how to speak with their guardian angels. We asked, "But who will come? People will think we're crazy." But the message kept coming with increasing force and frequency. Finally, friends began to ask us to explain what we were doing, and if they had angels, and if they could learn how to talk with their own angels. We decided that it was okay to share what we had learned with our close friends, who were, after all, asking us lots of questions about the angels. At worst, our good friends wouldn't think we were totally crazy. So we began. We asked what we were to teach, and received an entire lesson plan. The angels assured us they would bring students to us, and Barbara's first class in California had 17 people. Trudy's in Connecticut had 35. We taught what the angels had taught us and continue to do just that today. Even the name Angels Speak came from them. You may ask, why would anyone want to talk with their angels? In learning this process of connecting with your angels, you will also learn of the many dimensions of love and support that are available to you. You are a spiritual being currently having a physical experience on Earth. This book has been written to teach you to communicate with your angels through writing in order to reconnect your spiritual and physical selves. Communicating with angels through writing feels wonderful, too. You not only feel truth when you are told a message, you also feel unconditional love when you receive it yourself. It is the difference between a candle and sunlight, the difference between a seed and a tree. It is the difference between doubt and joy. This audiobook was also written to teach you how to contact your angels and to satisfy your curiosity if you have been awakened already and don't know what happened or why. Many students come to us not to learn to write, but to understand from where the messages they have received have come. After being on Good Morning America, we knew a book had to be written for you who also seek from far away. The format of Angels Speak follows the classes we teach. This audio book is primarily for you who are not near a class. We have written as simply as possible, without frills or fluff. We want you to be able to connect with your angels. It is so easy.